struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com. Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field. So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The technology industry has sent its lobbyists to demand that the new Congress vastly increase the number of foreign computer software techies and engineers who can be imported on H-1B visas. This demand is based on the claim that we suffer a labor shortage in those fields, but that's a barefaced lie to build a smokescreen around the real reasons. Three reasons motivate the technology giants to use their political clout and contributions to increase H-1Bs. First, cost-cutting. The H-1Bers are paid far less than Americans. Second, the influx of H-1Bers depresses the prevailing wage for all computer techies and engineers. And third, the hiring of H-1Bers prevents potential competition from Americans who might resign and start companies of their own. H-1B visas are not for entrepreneurs or executives, but are for employees who are tied to the company that imports them, much like indentured servants. They are supposed to depart from the United States after a few years. Current law allows industry to bring in 85,000 H-1B foreigners a year, and industry lobbyists want to double or triple the number. They really want Congress to pass the Cornyn-Shattuck bill, which could import 1.5 million H-1B workers by 2013. America has plenty of engineers. After the dot-com bust in 2000, Silicon Valley lost about 100,000 engineering jobs, and many of those who lost out are unemployed or underemployed or have taken jobs in other industries. Research by Professor Norman Matloff of the University of California at Davis proves that there is no shortage of U.S. engineers or computer techies. If there were a shortage, salaries would be going up. But starting salaries for bachelor's degree graduates in computer science and electrical engineering have been flat or falling.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by Life Essence Infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says anyone can make a mountain out of a molehill by throwing on more dirt, Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have here an article written by Lee Pitts. Lee and I have been pretty good friends for quite a while. I've never met Lee in person. We've talked on the telephone. I've used his articles over and over and over again for the last 20 years, I guess, or more than that. But Lee writes for the Livestock Market Digest, and he has an excellent article out on the NAIS, the National Animal Identification System, and much of what he says is stuff that we have already hashed over backwards and forwards, but he talks about backdoor bureaucrats, and then he goes into the how the Department of Agriculture is buying off these fairs and the Colorado State Fair, and how the Colorado State Fair treated those children because they would not get an animal identification premise number. And he goes on then and says, when Dr. Goodwin, remember he is the fellow in charge of 4-H there in Colorado, he issued the directive, he assured the county agents that if they stayed the course in 2 years, this will be a non-issue. Well, this is exactly what the Department of Agriculture has told these people. Hey, that's no problem. Hey, this is a slam dunk. We're going to come out here and well, these farmers and ranchers, they can't wait to sign up their premises. And he found out very quickly, as did Bruce Knight and the rest of the Department of Agriculture people, that, hey, this ain't going to fly. What the old timers say, this dog won't hunt. Because it's just not a good plan. We know it's not. Now, remember Kimmy Lewis. I had Kimmy Lewis on the air back in, it was September the 7th. It hasn't been that long ago. And she was one of the mothers that had her child there at the state fair that won a prize, put the calf up high enough that it, or whatever animal they had, I don't know, I was assuming it was a calf, but got into the sale of champions. And they weren't going to let her sell the calf unless she signed a premise registration. And she said, no, no way. We're not going to do that. She says, this is in Lee's article. He interviewed her. I don't remember her telling me exactly this, but she said, I will not teach my children to bow down to big government. I will no longer put money into a program that mandates to our children. It is not fair to our children. So says Kimmy Lewis, a 16-year 4-H mother and rancher from Kim, Colorado. Remember, she said, I'm Kimmy from Kim? Okay. Then Lee, he's interviewed quite a few people. He said, Richard Kipp of Pleasant View said, their denial of the mounting resistance to this mandate across the state is problematic in itself. I suggest that these folks get out of their air-conditioned offices and into the country to visit with real people, where they'll get a clear understanding of just how unpopular their policy mandate is. Here he's talking again about the professor there at the Colorado University that oversees the 4-H program. His name is Dr. Goodwin. Kenny Fox, we've had Kenny Fox on the program. He is with RCAF. He said children should not be forced to register their parents' property in order to show livestock, and national organizations should not be trading their membership list for cash. Dr. Goodwin called the coalition, there's a coalition of these people now there in Colorado, Dr. Goodwin called the coalition a fringe group. And Lee says, well, if it's a fringe group, they're pretty well organized because 13 boards of county commissioners in that state have now taken action in opposition to the mandatory premise registration. Lee goes on to say that during an April 9th meeting of the Lincoln County Fair Board, Dr. Goodwin was asked what a kid should do when their animal is kept at a location different from their own. Now get this answer. Goodwin's alleged response was to find another location or register the landowner's premises without his knowledge. Can you believe that? John Reed, who's president of this coalition, says, can you believe advising children to lie and sign up for a premise registration when they don't own the premises? He said that defies imagination, particularly when advice comes from a director of a state youth development program. Back to the Colorado State Fair. And I'll just kind of bring you up to date on that in case you're listening for the first time. But there was a dozen youngsters who had qualified for the sale that were told they would not be able to sell their animals because they failed to get a number. On the eve of the sale, families were given last-minute choice. Either enroll their property in the premise registration system on site, leaving the fairgrounds within 24 hours. Now, they would have to leave the fairgrounds. Come on. Can you believe that? Or be escorted off the grounds by the sheriff's department. Now, what kind of a sheriff would throw kids off of the state fairground because they refused a premise ID? The fairground could keep them from selling their livestock, obviously, because they did. But to have the sheriffs put them out because they refused to sign up? Well, ten of the kids went ahead and registered. Two refused, and Kimmy's daughter was one of them. This is not a, Lee says, this was not a proud moment for Colorado State Fair, 4-H, and the Colorado Department of Agriculture. Now, I'm going to leave Lee's article for just a moment, and we're going now to Michigan, where Greg Neuendorf, and we've talked about this before, Greg Neuendorf refused to take a premise ID. He refused to let the Department of Agriculture, test for tuberculosis. He said, look, I'll give you guys, you can take a blood sample of my cattle. You can take a tissue sample. You can even take a milk sample. That's fine. No problem. You can tell whether they have tuberculosis or not, but you're not going to inject anything into my cattle. And this is some kind of an experimental program where they want to inject into the cattle. Now, stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
And we have returned. Now back to Greg Neuendorf. He's in Michigan there. He has a small herd, not a lot of cattle. And they have a TB testing program in the state of Michigan for tuberculosis in cattle. He says, yes, I'll let you test the cows. I'll give you a tissue sample. You can draw blood. You can use milk sample. But you're not going to inject these cows with some sort of an experimental test that they want to do. And by the way, he said, you're not even coming on my property. You're already here illegally. And he says, I don't want to. And he had a highway trooper or two with him. I can't remember. I mean, that were with the Department of Agriculture people because they anticipated a problem. But he's a really, really nice guy. We visited with him a couple of times. And he said, next time you come back, you're going to have a warrant. Okay. So they go to to get the warrant. Who gives the warrant?
Oh, it would have been a judge somewhere.
Yeah, but anyway,
up or down the line.
Yeah, they go. He get the Michigan Department of Agriculture get the warrant, and we talked about this yesterday. The sheriff, of course, serves the warrants, and the sheriff said that he will give. I believe it was seven. I don't have the story in here with me, but wasn't it 72 hours? It'd be 3 days. That he would give him 3 days' notice as to when he was going to serve the warrant, because there's a lot of people want to be there when all this happens, when they come back to inspect the cattle or whatever. Okay, now let's go from there, because yesterday we couldn't get a hold of Greg. You talked to Greg this morning, did you not?
I did talk to Greg yesterday, and one thing to note in the story was that the county sheriff was rather upset that the Highway Patrol and the rest of the entourage of USDA and state and federal agencies came in behind his back.
Yeah.
He really wanted to know what's going on, and so he hasn't been overly friendly to those folks. And that's one reason why he's certainly closer to the side of Greg Neuendorf on this. But at any rate, some things that Greg told me yesterday was because the sheriff has not yet served this warrant on Greg, the prosecuting attorney has threatened to fire the sheriff.
And the prosecuting attorney isn't in charge of firing a sheriff.
No, he's not. So that might be problematic, and that might be kind of a stalling sidestep in this whole issue that Greg's going through, is perhaps whatever lawsuit the prosecuting attorney tries to pull. Now, Greg tried to get a copy of the warrant on him from the courthouse, but they have basically stalled him and said, well, there's a 56-day waiting period for you to get a copy of this warrant for your arrest, et cetera, et cetera. And there may be some other details I'm missing on that. But at this point, it's kind of a peaceful standstill, and the sheriff has not yet served the warrant on Greg, to our knowledge.
See, I would say the sheriff is 100% within his rights. I don't think he has to serve that warrant. Now, I don't know. I do not know. But if it's a bad law, you don't have to respect it.
And at some point, that warrant will expire and a new one will have to be issued. And so that'll be a whole nother issue, you know.
Okay, well, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we have returned. Now, so much for the sheriff. Let's realize here, and this sheriff knows his rights. He is the top law official in his county, and he apparently knows that. And what really upset him is that they brought the highway patrol in, didn't say a word to him. And we have several sheriffs, particularly in the West now, that they've made it a written rule. Nobody comes into my county. No kind of a police officer comes into my county without first checking with me to see if it's all right. So I don't think that sheriff has to serve that warrant. I just don't believe he does. I don't know. I don't know what the law would be on that. But certainly a prosecuting attorney should have no authority whatsoever over the sheriff. And this is a reason we got to have county government, because the people elect the sheriff. And the sheriff is to protect his people. And he is our protector out there in each county. And this is the reason that in some of the eastern states, they have eliminated the county sheriff's office. They have just literally eliminated counties in several states. So once that happens, hey, it's a federal, it's a whole different ballgame. Okay, now let's go back to the sheriff there in Colorado. Would a sheriff actually kick those kids off of the state fairground? Can you believe that the state fair has a right to tell these people, these young people with their parents, that they must leave the fairgrounds within 24 hours for doing nothing wrong, or be escorted off the grounds by the sheriff's department? See, I can't believe a sheriff would ever allow his deputies to get involved in something like that. Remember when we had GB tell the story? We had several people wanted that tape. They said they was going to spend $5 to get the GB tape where he talked about throwing the rock through the window. And it was a practical joke thing, but he was getting even with one of his buddies that wanted him to pay $5 immediately, because he said when GB was president of the bank at that time, and he said, when your bank loans me money, he says, you want your money on time. And he says, you walked out of our card game owing me $5. And GB said, I'll get it to you just as quick as I can. So he wrapped a $5 bill up with a tape or a rubber band or something, or rock, and threw it through the guy's window. And so the fella called the sheriff, and the sheriff looked at it and said, yeah, he said, it's misdemeanor, all right, whatever, you know. And he said, wonder who did it. And GB's buddy said, well, I can tell you exactly who did it. And they're in the car getting ready. They're in the sheriff's car getting ready to go. And he said, I'll take you to him. And he said, well, where are we going? He said, that was GB Oliver. And the sheriff turned the car off. He said, I'm not getting involved in this thing. The sheriff does not have to get involved in kicking these kids off the fairgrounds. Okay, now, let's move along here with Lee Pitts's article. Lee Pitts's? I guess with the Lee Pitts article, that would be better English, would it? I don't know. The incident raised several flags. Okay, now, we talked about this when we had Kimmy Lewis on. But two of the families had submitted to the premise ID number of their county fairgrounds, because they weren't going to put a premise ID on their own property. Both families say they received permission from the state fair officials to do so. The reason the USDA says we need national ID is for animal traceback and care of health issues. The numbers are only supposed to be accessed by the state veterinarian and only in the event of an animal health crisis. No one else is to have access. Clearly, this wasn't an animal health problem. How did the officials at the state fair get into the NAIS database to find out that it wasn't the farm that was registered, but the county fairgrounds? How'd they do that? Because it's not supposed to be. In other words, nobody is supposed to do that except a state veterinarian over a health problem, okay? Now, Lee goes on, and he's got some figures here that I had never seen before. He said over $2 million have come into the state of Colorado from the USDA, and I'd say probably that much into the state of Missouri and other states as well, to push premise registration and the National Animal ID System these last 2 years. This money is funneled through the extension offices. You know, yesterday I talked about that, and I said, hey, you know, it's just like the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit was back when they started the speed limit. All of a sudden, the good cops became the enemy, because who can drive 55 miles an hour on a superhighway? I mean, that was ridiculous. Okay, now, the extension offices, the county agents, have always been our best friend. Here, they're getting $2 million to get these kids involved in this thing. And the Colorado Farm Bureau as well, and the Colorado Cattlemen's Association, they've all taken money. The Farm Bureau took USDA dollars to promote this thing? Well, Lee says they did, and we know how Farm Bureau has been bullheaded as it can on this thing, won't even tell its own people the truth about it. And by telling its own people, all they'd have to do is just print in their own publication the rules from the plan that the Department of Agriculture set out in the first place. If people could see that, Hey, they'd be opposed in a minute. Now, let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening. Oh, our number. It's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind, so if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says he always wanted to be somebody, but he should have been more specific, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Like I said earlier in the program, I've known Lee Pitts for a long, long time. I've been quoting him for 20-some years, and I know that he does his research, and he tells us here in his article that less than 25% of the livestock operations nationwide have registered for the premises registration. He says the most current information we could find shows that 408,500 premises have been registered. He said how many of that number have been registered without the owner's knowledge or coerced into registering, like the kids in Colorado. Between the 4-H, and he points out something that I really hadn't thought about that much. He says there's 1,700,000 4-H and FFA members enrolled in beef and dairy cattle, sheep, swine, goat, poultry, and horse projects. That's 1,700,000. Okay, he says so far there's only 408,000 premises that have been registered overall nationwide. So you see why they're after these kids. I mean, if they can get these kids to register, hey, there's a 1.7 million just off the bat. Anyway, he says the USDA simply decided to fund mandatory coercive programs to pad the numbers. The bureaucrats have other ways to coerce, too. And then I make the comment, and we discussed this, they bribe. They've gotten money and they bribe. Lee says the USDA has spent $100 million in the last 4 years on animal ID. Just recently, the USDA announced the availability of another $6 million more for more cooperative agreements. The USDA gave the National Milk Producers Federation a grant of up to $1 million to cut a deal with the National Pork Board and gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to the American Angus Association. It's not just some accident that most cattle marketing programs and all animal health programs require a mandatory NAIS premise number. To participate in the Angus Source Program or Pfizer's VAC, you have to get a premise number. Now, and I mentioned this the other day, too. A friend of mine who buys a lot of cattle saw some cattle come into an auction ring, nice heifer kind of cattle, and they were source tagged. They had these RFID tags, and he said, are those NAIS tags? And the auctioneer said, yes, they are. He said, then I don't want to buy the cattle. I'm not going to bid on the cattle. And he said when he said that, you could have heard a pin drop in the audience. And the auctioneer immediately said, well, he said, if you get the cattle bought, if you buy these heifers, he said, we'll take the tags out of their ears here at the sale barn. Won't cost you a thing. Now, if you go back and read the early documents on this thing, if I remember right, they're thick documents. I mean, and mine are all marked up. I could find it in time. But I think there's a $10,000 fine for removing it in one of those RFID tags. The best I remember, there's a big fine for doing it. Anyway, Lee goes on to say that they bribe these people. And on this Angus thing, if they're in the Angus source, see, if I wouldn't buy an Angus bull that had one of those RFID tags in it because they're going to want to know where that bull goes and my premises are not going to be registered, okay? Lee then goes on and talks about the big business exception. And we've discussed this, but it's been a long time ago. I want to rehash it a little bit. He said, look at who's pushing the idea, the National Institute of Animal Agriculture. It's a private organization whose members read like who's who in big agribusiness, Cargill, Monsanto, National Livestock Producers Association, the National Pork Producers Council, drug companies such as Pfizer and Shearing Plow, and manufacturers of tracking systems. He says Charles Sylvester knows a lot about livestock shows. He was CEO of Denver's National Western Show for many years. He says running cattle and he says he also runs cattle in two states that have brand laws. He says, I've had opportunities to visit with brand inspectors and state vets about such things as tracking and vaccine. It's very clear that they've had a solid 100-plus-year history of being able to handle crises just by simply communicating with one another and using the brands. Having an additional step of the federals would slow down and encumber the entire process. He said the federal government does not have a first responder within 48 hours plan in place. He says there's absolutely, positively no need for a federal database. The real issue is not health, as USDA Undersecretary Bruce Knight accidentally admitted in a press interview years ago when he said, the government needs this information as the United States slides into economic integration with the rest of North, Central, and South America. That's the first time I'd heard that. And Bruce Knight, of course, is the Undersecretary of Agriculture that is in charge of this program. And let me read that again. He says, and Lee's got it in quotes, so he got it someplace. He said, the government needs this information as the United States slides into economic integration with the rest of North, Central, and South America. Now, he didn't know what year he said that, but hey, that's the NAU, the North American Union, right? Anyway, now he says, here's the real slap in the face to those 4-H and FFA kids. He says, and the smaller ranchers. While they have to tag each and every animal, factory farmers don't have to. The USDA says that when animals stay together, as they do on a factory farm, individual identification of each animal in the group is not necessary. Now, you know they're going to mix those animals when they come off of a factory farm. If IBP buys a potload of cattle from one pen, when they get to the packing plant, they're going to be mixed with that other pen. And they very possibly are. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but it could be. Anyway, he goes on to say that NAIS will drive a small and medium-sized farmer or rancher out of business and increase the consolidation of our food supply into fewer hands. And I've said from the very beginning, this is what this whole thing is all about, to get rid of those of us out here. You know, I've always kept, I like chickens, as you well know, if you're a regular listener. I've had chickens all my life. And I remember very well back when they started the big broiler production, the chicken houses, you know, when they took the turkeys off the farm and put them in these big turkey houses. The first thing we heard about was we've got to eliminate these backyard chicken flocks, because they're the ones that cause the problems. Backyard chickens don't get nearly as sick as those chickens in those chicken houses, and that's why they have to use all the antibiotics to keep them alive. But anyway, I'm going to use his last quote because I think it's good. He said it's a joke. The USDA thinks it can trace the whereabouts in any minute of 63 million hogs, 97 million cattle, 300 million laying hens, 9 billion chickens. And this is only 3 of the 29 species covered by NAIS. This is the same government that currently takes 3 months to process a passport and can't even keep track of this nation's illegal aliens. Let's go to the telephone. Janet in New Mexico. Hi, Janet. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, thanks, Derry. It's Janet in Alamogordo. I have a quote here from Sustainable America. This is a book published in 1988 with a foreword by Al Gore. And this is the mission of the National 4-H Council is to build partnerships for community youth development that involve youth in solving issues critical to their lives, their families, and society. Here comes a zinger. The council is implementing a hands-on environmental stewardship program which encourages partnerships to be built between young people and trainers.
What does that mean, do you think?
Trainers just sent off, raised all kinds of red flags in my mind. And since you were talking about the 4-H, I wanted people to be aware of this. That it's obviously the bureaucrats and big businesses have gotten to the National 4-H Council.
Bureaucrats today, Janet, and big business are all united. They're married. They're in the same bedroom.
I got that.
The reason is that the big business has enough money to buy off the bureaucrats.
Exactly.
So, hey, appreciate the call, Janet. Let's go to Bruce in Illinois. Hi, Bruce. You're on the air.
Yeah, Derry. I was a member of the Farm Bureau for 25 years, and I finally decided, you know, since money talks in two ways, when you give it to somebody and when you take it away, I decided to take my money away from the Farm Bureau, so I quit doing business with them. And, you know, I just got tired of the Farm Bureau supporting NAFTA and GATT. The National Animal ID, you know, the Farm Bureau wants the borders open so we can have all these illegals in here. So I just got to the point that I quit doing business with them. But
hey, Bruce, hang on just a minute. We must take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
And we are back. Bruce, sorry about that. I should have held off until after the commercial break before I put you on the air. But that was my fault. And you were telling me you've been a 25-year member of Farm Bureau, but they supported NAFTA and GATT and now NAIS.
Yeah, that's true, Darry. You know, they also support keeping the borders open. Excuse me. But what I done is I just quit doing business with them. And I want to encourage everyone to do that, Darry. I think we really need to boycott them because, you know, money talks in two ways. It talks when you give it, and it talks when you take it away. Well, the people don't have the power to give money and buy the media like the government's buying the Farm Bureau and all these other farm groups. But the people have the power to take money away in the tool of a boycott. And that's why I'm encouraging everyone to begin boycotting the Farm Bureau, to spread the word around their communities, to get on talk radio shows, to write letters to the editor, and to do things. And if we can take enough and get enough publicity and cause enough pain to the Farm Bureau from basically the loss of financial, you know, hurting them financially, I think we can make a difference here.
But you see,
I also want to give a good word here, too, because I took your article on the collateralizing of our land for our national debt, and I sent that to my state representative here in Illinois. Now, they're telling me here in Illinois that the National Animal ID is a federal mandate and that they can't stop it. But when I sent a copy of your article on collateralizing our national debt to my state rep, not only have I woken him up to the problems of the National Animal ID, I've also woke him up to the problems of the Real ID Act for us people. And what I found is, and I've also shared that article with other people, including a land man, a man who purchases leases for oil field companies. And that, your article is definitely raising some eyebrows and putting some fear in people, because my state representative is now saying that we need to take a pause and look at all of these things that will tag and trace this, including our animals and the people, before we sign any legislation. So I'm encouraging people to get a copy of your article and begin passing that around and using that as a tool to wake people up.
Well, I appreciate your comments, Bruce. Let's go, Jeff. Bring out what you told me. I know you probably don't have any notes or anything in there, but you told me about the person, and Bruce just mentioned on this oil lease and the word premise.
The story I spoke with you earlier?
Yes,
today?
Where you talked to the lady.
Well, sure, and just the long story short of it is she was going to buy the property that she was renting off of, a 1 acre and a mobile home, and someone alerted to her to the fact that the real estate contract said premise in it. It was no longer property. It was no longer real estate. It is now a premise. And that set off her own investigation. She reverted back to the landlord's original wording when he bought the property, and he was, you know, very willing to go along with what was going on here. They both learned about the premise on the same day. They converted the new contract to the old wording to say real estate and property. The transaction was made. The both parties' lawyers were unaware of the new wording in these, or at least were unaware of the change from the old contract to the new contract and the insertion of premise in place of property and real estate.
Okay, it's interesting. And the old contract didn't say premise, it said property.
That's right.
Let's take another break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices were flat Monday as the dollar hovered near historic lows and oil held above $81. Gold closed in New York up a dime to $731.10. Silver fell a penny to $13.48. We believe this gold rally is still in its infancy with a toe in the water ahead of the upcoming fourth quarter, according to Raymond James analyst Paul O'Brien. He attributes the gain for gold to the interest rate cut by the Fed and continued dollar weakness. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Okay, let's go to Jeff in Indiana. Hi, Jeff. You're on the air.
You made the comment earlier about the passports and the illegal aliens. I don't know if you thought about this or not. You know, if we could get premises ID in and get all our animals ID'd and all that, why, then we'd have no problem at all getting country of origin labeling now, would we?
See, country of origin labeling, that's cool, COOL,
yeah,
has been, it's been a law now for several weeks, or several years, and the Packers just keep killing it. I mean, they won't let Congress enforce it.
We're throwing all this money at premises ID, but You know, look where that puts country of origin labeling. You get my point there.
You bet.
All right.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jeff. Let's go to Arkansas. Hey, Jerry, you're up next.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to agree with Bruce. I eat small-time little potatoes, cow-calf man, and run about 25 head. And I spend $100 a year on equipment and feed and stuff from MFA. I did in the past. And I'm not spending a dime with them people since they started back in this NAIS. It's awful hard to find some place to buy stuff that isn't a part of the backers of it.
Now, you're talking about the Missouri Farm Bureau Organization. I'm not Farm Bureau or MFA.
No, I'm talking about MFA.
Okay. That's the Missouri Farmers Association.
Right.
There are not many. I'm going back into the 70s and the 80s. I was doing a gob and a bunch of banquet speakers to, we call them seed, feed, and fertilizer dealers. And there were a lot. I mean, practically every county had at least one independent out there that was bucking the big co-ops. But they're hard to come by anymore. It's difficult to find an individual privately owned company anymore that's in this business.
That's true, and even the independents are handling stuff from ADM and all these other people.
Yeah, you know, I have people tell me all the time, well, I don't sell anything to Cargill. I wouldn't sell anything to ADM. Well, every time you take a load of grain to your local elevator, that's where it's going.
Absolutely.
As soon as they unload your truck, they get on the telephone and they call one of the major, unless you take it in to store it. Now, that's different. But they call one of the major grain buyers and they sell it right then. So that's the system, and that's the way it is.
But it's hard to hurt these people by not giving them your business, but you got to make an effort.
Well, just like Jeff from Indiana said, no, it was Bruce from Illinois that said he was going to, you know, not deal with the Farm Bureau. I don't know the numbers. I have no way of knowing the numbers, but I would say a high percentage of the Farm Bureau members are only members because of the insurance company. They're not farmers.
Right.
So they don't even know what's going on.
And they don't care.
No, but as long as the premiums come in and the payments go out, why, they're happy, more or less. Anyway.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
My apologies. That was Bill in Missouri. We actually wanted Jerry in Arkansas, but we're inside of our last minute, so I'm just going to ask Jerry to call back another day. He was going to tell us how he's opted out of the Premise ID program.
Well, he's got 30 seconds.
All right. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, basically, it's impossible to go over it, but one of the things is most people have a domestic mail address as opposed to a non-domestic address. And that gives them jurisdiction over your location when you have a domestic mail address.
That's a 911 address.
Well, that has become the domestic address, yes, that they're giving to you. But it's slightly more complex than that.
And we are slightly about out of time, Jerry. Sounds like you've got a good comment coming on, and maybe we can get back in another day. And now it's Happy Trails time.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.